A UN official says as many as 2,000 Palestinians are homeless after the most recent Israeli incursion into the Gaza Strip. 8 Palestinians were killed. An Israeli army spokesman said the soldiers who entered the Rafah camp late last week are looking for tunnels used to smuggle guns from Egypt into Gaza. The political crisis within the Palestinian Authority continues, with Prime Minister Ahmed Correa repeating his threat to resign. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem. What more do you know about this Israeli incursion?
Peter Hansen, the head of the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees, said that many houses have been completely demolished during the 3-day Israeli raid. They said there were something like 100 buildings that had been knocked down, whether it was by Israeli bulldozers or by machine gun fire. An Israeli army spokesman said Palestinians may have been responsible for some of those buildings coming down. There were very heavy clashes between Israeli troops and Palestinian gunmen in the camp. An Israeli army spokesman said that they fired anti-tank missiles, and Israel responded with a helicopter missile that the Israeli army said was aimed at a group of Palestinian militants. Palestinians said that it was aimed at a group of civilians, and that many of the casualties, including 2 children who were killed in that missile attack.
The Palestinian prime minister is still threatening to quit.
That's right. Yesterday, Ahmed Correa told a meeting of the Fatah movement, that's the Yasser Arafat's main movement, that in 3 weeks there will be a new cabinet with a new prime minister, he said. And that set off a wave of speculation that he was going to quit. Correa has agreed to function at the head of this government for a month, but it's not clear if he will continue after that month.
Israeli and Palestinian politicians have been meeting in secret and have reached a draft peace deal. What's in that agreement?
Well, the Israelis are from the Labor Party, the opposition Labor and Meretz parties. The Palestinians include former cabinet minister Yasser Abed-Rabo, as well as several members of the Palestinian Legislative Council. Basically, the draft agreement calls for the Palestinians to give up the right of return for Palestinian refugees and for Palestinians to get sovereignty over the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem's Old City. The accord is supposed to be signed in Switzerland sometime in November, possibly on the anniversary of the death of former Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin, who was assassinated by an extremist Jew. The negotiations were paid for and backed by the Swiss Foreign Ministry. They happened in Jordan. On the Israeli side, it was former Cabinet Minister Yossi Beilon headed the Israeli negotiating team, as well as Israeli politicians such as Amram Mitzna and Avraham Borg. The Sharon government in Israel responded very angrily to this accord and said that it makes any negotiations with the Palestinians almost impossible because the negotiators of this accord gave away way too much, according to them.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.